Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
On the 26th of August, the French Institute launched a European platform for film education named European Film Factory, supported by the Media Creative Europe program of the European Commission and developed in partnership with Arte Education and European Schoolnet. The platform is free of charge and accessible to all of the countries participating in Creative Europe, to students and teachers. Here to tell us all about it is the French Institute's Head of Cinema, Émilie Bouchetel. Émilie, welcome to the Big Fred Tuesday.
Thank you very much. Hi.
So this is very exciting. And let's start simple. Would you be able to maybe provide us with an introduction to the European Film Factory?
Yes, of course. It's a platform and its aim is to promote film education in Europe, especially all about the diversity of European cinema. So the aim of this platform is to provide 10 European films that were important in the film heritage of European cinema. And we give access to those films to teachers all around Europe, around the 34 countries, media countries of the Creative Europe program, as well as to students.
Here's another simple question. I mean, why do you feel film education is important?
It's very important for us to be able to teach film education in class and to encourage the students and the teachers to go together and see films in the movie theaters. As we know, of course, this project was thought before the COVID crisis, but we think it's even more important now to remind everyone that it is very important to support our industry and that you will find in films and in cinemas something about European creativity and emotions and that you won't be able to find anywhere else.
So how does the project work? I mean, in terms of maybe where people will be able to access it and all of that stuff.
So you have to get in touch with the team, with the Institut Français team, and then we'll create codes and access to the platform. You have to be a teacher and a student of the teachers that are interested by the project. And it's all then free. And so you have free access to the films. And on the platforms, you will then be able to find some kits, some pedagogical kits to be able to use in classrooms, as well as very innovative and interactive tools. Like, for example, the students will be able to create some mental maps or to share extracts with each other of the films and to talk about the films.
And what is in these kits, as you call them?
It's just a way to guide the teachers through the teaching of film. They will be given some hints of how they can approach European film history and how they can approach specific films. So it's really to make film education as easy as possible for maybe teachers that have never taught film history in class.
Right, so we're talking about film literacy kits in a way.
Absolutely.
You know, you mentioned this already, but I feel like we should emphasize that the European Film Factory extends beyond borders in a sense. I mean, it will be accessible from different countries of the European Union, right?
Yes, it will be. So in all the media countries, so it's 34 countries, it will be also subtitled in 8 European languages. We've been choosing the 8 languages in Europe that are mostly spoken. So it makes students possible to either study the films in their languages or I mean, it will be subtitled in English, so most students speak English, but also in 8 European languages.
And these are, what languages are they?
So 10 films in 8 languages: English, French, German, Spanish, Italian, Polish, Romanian, and Greek. And it will also be available on all devices, so also on mobiles, for example.
Right, obviously there is the difference in languages when we talk about the European continent and the European Union. Is there a way that you maybe will be able to help people communicate with each other beyond borders with the language issue?
This platform enables teachers and students to create groups and communities. So it's really about creating communities that go across borders and to exchange ideas and concepts around film heritage. So yes.
You mentioned that there are 10 films on the platform, but what are these 10 films?
So we have a wide diversity of films of genres and of times, of course. And we've also chosen some classics like La Strada or Les 400 Coups, the very famous French film from François Truffaut. But we also have some more recent films like The Book of Kells, an animation films, or Europa from Anishka Holland, that is a very important film, of course, for the European history. And so all the 10 films represent an important aspect of European film heritage. And we also chose those films because we thought they all have something in common, and it enables us to create bridges between the films that the teachers can also use during the year if they want to study the 10 films.
Is it free of charge?
Yes, it's all free of charge.
I felt that was important to emphasize, yes, as well. Does it also, aside from teach kids and also the teachers about film literacy, do you feel like it is an important initiative for the times that we are living in?
Yes, we think it is, because we know that it's very important to renew our audiences for the cinemas, because you have to create a sense of cinema in the young audiences. And we know that if you have the habit of going to the cinema when you are a child, then you are more keen to go to the cinema when you are an adult. And we know our industries and offers need those audiences. So it's really a way to be proactive in defending our cinemas.
Is it also a way to maybe promote an idea of Europeanism too?
It is. I mean, it is. Of course, each film we've chosen have their own themes and originality, and they are all very diverse. But it is a way to say Europe and European cinema is diversity, and it's something we want to push forward, of course.
And this may be a silly question, but do you see this project carrying on after this initial program?
We really hope so, of course, because, I mean, now the technology has been created. And of course, if the program could be, could go on for a longer time, it would be the possibility for us to present more films on the platform. So of course, it's a goal for us, and we hope we are going to be able to do that.
Is a goal to take it physically?
Yes.
And do you anticipate any challenges, perhaps, of running the program online?
There shouldn't be any problem, but I mean, there's a team there to answer all the technical questions that the teachers might have. I mean, of course, you need a good connection, but apart from that, it's been very well tested, and it's also been developed by Arte, our partner, and they already had the technology, so there shouldn't be any big problem connecting to the platform.
Well, Emily, it all sounds fascinating and valuable to me. Anyone interested in finding out more can visit europeanfilmfactory.eu. That's europeanfilmfactory.eu. And Emily, it's been a pleasure chatting with you again. Best of luck. And I'm sure we'll be keeping an eye on the French Institute's future initiatives, as well as the European Film Factory. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.